Chapter 33. These were the stages of the journey of the people of Israel when they went out of the land of Egypt by their companies under the direction of Moses and Aaron. Moses kept recording the departure places by the stages of their journey at the order of Jehovah, and these were their stages from one departure place to another. They departed from Ramesses in the first month on the 15th day of the month. On the very day after the Passover, the Israelites went out with confidence before the eyes of all the Egyptians. Meanwhile, the Egyptians were burying all the firstborn whom Jehovah had struck down among them, for Jehovah had executed judgments on their gods. So the Israelites departed from Ramesses and camped at Succoth. Then they departed from Succoth and camped at Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. Next they departed from Etham and turned back toward Pi-hahiroth, which is in view of Baal-zephon, and they camped before Migdol. After that they departed from Pi-hahiroth and passed through the midst of the sea to the wilderness, and kept marching a three-day journey in the wilderness of Etham and camped at Merah. Then they departed from Merah and came to Elim. Now in Elim there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there. Next they departed from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. After that they departed from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. Then they departed from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dophkah. Later they departed from Dophkah and camped at Alush. They next departed from Alush and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. After that they departed from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They departed from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hataavah. Then they departed from Kibroth Hataavah and camped at Hazeroth. After that they departed from Hazeroth and camped at Rithma. Next they departed from Rithma and camped at Rimmon Perez. Then they departed from Rimmon Perez and camped at Libna. They departed from Libna and camped at Rizza. Next they departed from Rizza and camped at Kealatha. Then they departed from Kealatha and camped at Mount Shepher. After that, they departed from Mount Shepher and camped at Hareda. Then they departed from Hareda and camped at Machiloth. Next they departed from Machiloth and camped at Tahath. After that they departed from Tahath and camped at Tira. Then they departed from Tira and camped at Mithka. Later they departed from Mithka and camped at Hashmona. Next they departed from Hashmona and camped at Mosiroth. Then they departed from Mosiroth and camped at Benajaakan. And they departed from Benajaakan and camped at Hohag Gidgad. Next they departed from Hohag Gidgad and camped at Jotbatha. Later they departed from Jotbatha and camped at Abrona. Then they departed from Abrona and camped at Ezion Geber. After that they departed from Ezion Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is, Kadesh. Later they departed from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor, on the frontier of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the order of Jehovah and died there, in the 40th year after the Israelites left the land of Egypt, in the 5th month, on the 1st of the month. Aaron was 123 years old at his death on Mount Hor. Now the king of Arad, the Canaanite who was dwelling in the Negeb in the land of Canaan, heard about the coming of the Israelites. In time they departed from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmona. After that they departed from Zalmona and camped at Punon. Next they departed from Punon and camped at Oboth. Then they departed from Oboth and camped at Ayah Abarim on the border of Moab. Later they departed from Ayim and camped at Dibon Gad. After that they departed from Dibon Gad and camped at Almon Diblathaim. Then they departed from Almon Diblathaim and camped in the mountains of Abarim before Nebo. Finally, they departed from the mountains of Abiram and camped on the desert plains of Moab, by the Jordan at Jericho. They continued camping along the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth as far as Abel Shittim, on the desert plains of Moab. Jehovah spoke to Moses on the desert plains of Moab, by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them, 'You are crossing the Jordan into the land of Canaan. You must drive away all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their carvings of stone and all their metal statues, and you should demolish all their sacred high places. And you will take possession of the land and dwell in it, because I will certainly give you the land as a possession. You must apportion the land by lot as a possession among your families. To the larger group, you should increase his inheritance, and to the smaller group, you should reduce his inheritance. Everyone's inheritance will be where his lot falls. You will receive your property as an inheritance by the tribes of your fathers. If, though, you do not drive the inhabitants of the land away from before you, those whom you allow to remain will be as irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they will harass you in the land where you will dwell. And I will do to you what I intended to do to them.'"